The first reading today, we hear about the call of the prophet Jeremiah. It's a great privilege, obviously, as we look at things objectively, to be called by the Lord to do his work. And it comes with a price. Put yourself in Jeremiah's spot for a moment and ask yourself, what would you say the Lord is going to tell you that you have to go and preach? They aren't going to want to hear anything you have to say. In fact, they're going to fight against you. The princes, the priests, the kings, the people. No one wants to hear it. But don't worry about it, because I'll be with you. Well, of course, what we would tend to do is say, well, the Lord is with me, no problem. Until you read Jeremiah and you find out they threw him in the cistern, they put him in the stocks, they did all kinds of things to him. It was horrible how they treated him. And then we look at John the Baptist. And while you can say that, yes, John the Baptist had quite a following, lots of people went down to listen to him, he was able to baptize all those people, you look at his life. It was not an easy one. Down in the lowest spot on the face of the earth, in heat and humidity that is pretty awful, eating grasshoppers, ultimately having his head cut off because he spoke the truth, giving witness to our Lord in what he said and in what he did. Not an easy task. You look at the opposite side of things, and you see the people who are opposed. And isn't it amazing how they rejoice in what is wrong? You can look at what happened with Jeremiah, and how the priests and the people rejoiced as they treated him so horribly. The king, thankfully, on a couple of occasions, had a change of heart and let him out of the cistern and things like that. But it wasn't the others. And we look at the same thing here. To think that if you were to be, say, ask for anything that you want, even to half my kingdom, you're gonna say, oh, I want you to chop the head off of this prisoner and bring it to me. Now, most of us, even if such a thing would happen, would probably throw up. No, this girl didn't throw up. She just took the head and brought it to her mother, and they rejoiced. It shows you how demented the evil becomes. And so we have to keep focusing on always the good. And right now, we live in a world that is rejecting the good. It is rejoicing in evil. And so it becomes more and more demented as we go along. We shouldn't be surprised. And they're even going to rejoice if they hurt you. They're going to rejoice if you're in pain. Because if you're doing God's way and his will, you're going to be an irritant to them. Just because of who you are. You don't even have to be like Jeremiah and John the Baptist and actually stand up and say anything. Just live your faith. And they're going to oppose you. They're going to fight against you because they've rejected the good. And if the good is in you, then they're going to reject it. They don't recognize the distinction, so they're going to reject you. It's not really you that they're rejecting. It's the Lord in you whom they are rejecting. That's been the pattern for thousands of years. When people choose the wrong thing, even when you try to call them back, they don't want to hear it. They want to be convinced of their own righteousness, or they want to be convinced that God doesn't exist, so it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want. Or in our society, because God doesn't exist, then I'm God, And therefore, I can make the rules and I can decide what's right and wrong. And I don't want anybody else telling me anything because I've already decided that I'm all that is important. No one else, nothing else, just me. With such an attitude, just like Herodias, do we really think that they're going to rejoice if you're trying to tell them the truth? If you're trying to call them to repentance? Even if you're just simply trying quietly to live your Catholic life, you will be opposed. If you're not being opposed, you have to ask yourself why. Either it's not obvious that you're living a good Catholic life, or they just don't care. Well, we know that they're going to care if you're doing what's right. So either they don't see it, or we're not living it. And if the devil isn't giving you any trouble, you must not be giving him any trouble. If he likes what you're doing, he's going to leave you alone. And if he doesn't like what you're doing, he's going to use his minions to fight against you. So we learn from the prophets. We learn from John the Baptist. They didn't back down. How difficult it was for them through all these things, and still, even when they tried, I mean, there are a few times when even Jeremiah, I just decide I'm not going to preach in the name of the Lord anymore. And then what happens? Well, the Lord puts it in and it bubbles up and he can't keep it in. If we're going to do the right, if we're going to do the good, if we truly want charity, we can't keep it in. It has to be out. Charity is the good toward another. So you can't just keep that in yourself. It has to come out. If they don't want it, they're going to fight against you. But no, just as our Lord told Jeremiah, he's going to be with you. He'll make you like a wall of brass, like a pillar of iron. In other words, he's going to give you kind of a hard head so that you can get beaten against and you're still going to be okay. You can be pounded, but the Lord's going to be there. The Lord did not say he's going to keep you from being persecuted. In fact, he said, blessed are you when you are persecuted. What he said is he's going to be there with you in the midst of it. He's not going to abandon you. So we just need to trust. We need to go out there. We need to bring the gospel into the world, primarily through the way that we live. We're going to touch other people's lives. And like John the Baptist, you might be responsible for many, many, many people coming back to the Lord. But you can be assured that there are going to be many who will be opposed to you as well. Don't worry about that. Because when you have the truth, you know that you're right. And when you know you're right, you know you can't be wrong. So even if they don't want to hear it, you know that it's the truth, you know that it's the best, you know that you're right. Not in an arrogant way, because it's not your own. It's the Lord. It's him that you're bringing into the world. And so be humble, be charitable, and bring the Lord, the light, into the darkness so that the people can see the light and they can rejoice in the Lord. Dominus vobiscum.